Blog Talk Radio.
Dispute that.
We can't.
Okay, carry on. You're on a roll.
See? See what I mean? She is the co-owner of Wrestling Fans Speak Out. She is the creator of Maddie's Memory. And she got one of the biggest mouths, saying that in a good way. I'm saying that in a good way.
Better, or my phone will be lodged up your rear end.
No,
sideways.
I'm,
and the sparkly one at that.
You're the sparkly one, too, yes.
I am
the sparkly. And the glittery.
Glittery, yeah.
And all, like I said, with the biggest mouth, I mean, like, she will voice her appearance, opinion.
Loudly.
It, loudly.
With the biggest mouth.
Right, and she does correct people, too. So that's what I mean in a good way. None other than Hazel Flint.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show.
I'm glad you can join.
I have no choice. I live here.
There you go. You always have a choice.
That is true.
Exactly. Okay, so...
You get to do what you want to do. Ask me some interesting questions.
Well, yeah, I know we're going to touch a little bit about the wrestling, but we're mostly going to talk about is what have you been doing as of late. So maybe just get to that. What have you been doing as of late?
In regards to life, universe, and everything, or a specific subject?
In general.
One, obviously planning for the most phenomenal wedding in the history of weddings.
Okay.
Not ours, but I'm joking. On top of that, I have, within the past 6 months, completed schooling to be a birth and bereavement doula, which basically means I can help people during childbirth, whether it is a birth that's resulting in a child being alive or resulting in, sadly, the death of a child. Nadia's memory is just like an entity unto itself now. It carries itself. So many things have happened. I mean, like this evening, we got a donation where I was able to purchase more material to make baby hats. I spent the past 2 days making 100 of them.
Yeah, and you were.
I managed to buy, excuse me, I'm tired. This is a late night for an interview. I managed to purchase a huge block of clay because I now have a mold for angel wings, so I can make my own little angel wings to go in the memory bags that we make. And my main thing this year has been I've been working on a project in memory of my best friend's son. His name was Casper, and sadly he died. His mom Jenna is my best friend, one of my best friends, and also our matron of honor at our wedding. Matron of dishonor. Yeah, because we're dishonorable people, we really are. But anyway, so I've been doing this project called Casper Stardust, which are tiny little bottles of colored glitter that have had a ribbon attached to them and a little silver charm that families can have to carry around with them. They can put them on their keychains, on their rearview mirror, hang them in their houses. And literally, since I started doing these in February, I have made, I got to work it out because I just done another 100 of them. So I've done about 250 of them in the past 2 months. Now, as AJ can attest right now, if we look by our front door, there's a huge mountain of mail that has to go out.
I wouldn't say mountain, but it is a lot of
mail. Those Casper Stardust bottles have been separated into 12 packages that are going to 12 memory programs around the U.S. So in each of those packages, there's approximately 15 bottles. So those are being spread around. They're going all over the country, which to me is awesome. The hats that we made, I've got another package over there that they're going to another memory program. And I got two more packages I have to make up for another two memory programs. So Maddie's Memory is really like, we're trying to spread the love to other memory programs, help them out, and basically trying to get, you know, love and help to as many people as possible. Because as AJ can attest to, sometimes it's just that one little thing. that tells you you're not alone. It doesn't even have to be the biggest thing in the world. It's just one thing that sometimes shows up that just says you are not alone, that means the world and makes you feel not alone. So, but as I say, I spent the past 2 days making 100 baby hats. The day before, because as AJ knows as well, and I have to point out, I pulled a muscle rather nastily in my leg,
mm-hmm.
like horrendously. So I was basically forced to rest, which is something that I don't do very well, let's be perfectly honest. Well, with me having a pulled muscle, I sat there with this bag of little glass bottles filled with glitter, making those little bottles. You remember seeing me over on Sunday, like, doing it, just making piles and piles and piles of them. Then yesterday I was still resting, so I did all these hats, and today I'm almost back to normal. Taking stairs hurts a bit, but then I did more hats. Now I'm out of material, I'm out of ribbon, and I'm sitting here like, I need something to do.
Yeah, but that looked like you had, that was like a lot of ribbons, though.
It worked out with all the memories, with all the baby hats, the Casper's dust bottles,
mm-hmm.
we actually used, and for those of you who are football fans, you'll get this. We used 300 yards of ribbon.
Oh, wow.
Which is the equivalent of, if I laid it end-to-end, 3 football fields.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. It is like about 3 football fields.
So that is a lot. And as I say, there was an auction over the past, from the 1st of March through to the 7th, that raised some money for Maddie's memory. It was actually split between us and the people who do the auction. They do a 50-50 type of deal. They keep 50% for their program, and they donate 50%. Well, as I say, we managed to get a donation today, which was wonderful from them. We were able to order more of the material so I can make another 100 hats when they arrive.
Okay.
I have to buy ribbon, and I ordered some from eBay and then realized the stuff I ordered was coming from flipping China, so it's not going to be here until the end of April.
Ooh.
So now I've got to go locally and find some ribbon. So if anyone wants to send me ribbon, I will take ribbon. But it's been pretty interesting.
Right. That piece right there, if I...
You want me to pass them to you?
Yeah, because I'll show it to the people that is watching on Google and also on YouTube. So
we can show them the hats, too.
Okay.
Those of you who don't know, the reason we started Maddie's Memory was because our son died at birth. So this hat is kind of over the top because this one was made in memory of our son. But this is basically what the little hats look like, minus the embellishment, for those who can see. They don't have the little embellishment turtle, and the ribbon isn't the UK flag ribbon. It's normally just a thin ribbon that's tied around there. But as you can see, it's on like 3 of my fingers, so it's a little tiny hat. Then the other thing I did is I made this bigger awareness ribbon. And for those of you who don't know, pink and blue is the colors of pregnancy and infant loss awareness. So this is, I might have to put it next to AJ's head so you can see.
Okay.
There you go. This is the pregnancy and infant loss awareness one. This is going to hang up in our library, which AJ may let me talk about. And this one, because the UK ribbon I bought was pink and blue, which, as I say, is pregnancy and infant loss awareness one, this is the UK supporting pregnancy and infant loss awareness. So that's going to be hung up as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I have moments where I'm pretty crafty.
Yeah, those are pretty good,
thank you.
I might say.
Thank you.
Because there's something about March, which I know they kind of do it in October as well, but it's like I know like a few wrestling federations are doing something about it, and
they're doing for cancer.
Right.
The other thing is that I think a lot of times being able to do the cancer awareness shows in October is very, very difficult because, believe it or not, a lot of places will say, yes, you can do your show here or whatever it is, your event here, but we're going to charge you for it. We have to charge you something. So doing it at late, different times in the year often helps. But also, what people don't know as well is March is also Pregnancy After Loss Awareness Month, which is supporting, I'm so sorry, AJ, is supporting people who are going through pregnancy after the loss of a child. So that's what's going on now as well.
Okay, so, well, before we go on to this, I was going to plug, like, a wrestling there. Main Event Pro Wrestling is doing a show this Saturday. If y'all watching right now on Blog Talk Radio, it will be a flyer about that. It should be posted on there, like, right about now. So is it – they're doing it – I think it's somewhere in Ozaki, but you can get a hold of me for, like, more information or look on our website, WrestlingFanSpeakOut.com. For that information and look for upcoming events. Now, back to, like, a little bit of wrestling. Because I know, like, Maddie's Mary did, like, a few shows with doing,
right.
like, the Maddie's Mary and stuff like that. Tell everybody about that.
Basically, we did three altogether? Three wrestling shows.
I think so.
We raised money for Man's Memory, and for making memorial bags. These bags go to hospitals for families who experience loss, and they just contain some memorial items like a blanket, baby hat, candle, journal type of thing. The first one we did was with GLCW. That was a learning experience, to say the least, because it was the first time we had done it, and we had some hiccups, but we did pretty good that day. We did do pretty good. The next one we did, what would have worked better is that the venue there had told the owner of GLCW that we could not do anything that involved food. And our whole thing was we were going to sell cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And boom, we couldn't do it. We were basically told, no, you can't sell cookies. So we were kind of thrown into, okay, we got to do something else. But we did pretty good. The next two shows that we actually did were with BCW. And, oh, my God, did we sell cookies. We were selling three for a dollar. And they went down so well. And brownies as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because you had kids coming up. Oh, cookies, I want cookies. Oh, there's cookies. Oh, there's cookies. And compared to BCW, the venue doesn't actually have a lot of snacks in the dollar range.
Right.
Parents loved it. Well, and so did the non-parents, just people who didn't want fries and chicken tenders or a burger or didn't want a bag of chips. They could get a bag of cookies. And we did phenomenally well. The ones at BCW, we actually raised enough money that we did 20 bags for the NICU department and 20 bags for labor and delivery. And on top of that, we were able to donate to a couple of, I think we donated $50 then to Children's Hospital too. So we did really well then.
That's good. That is very good. There was like other activities, like you, some stuff was donated to like Children's Hospital and stuff like that as well, right?
Yeah, we had done a couple of online, we did the Beanie Baby auction, if you remember, where we had actually been donated so many Beanie Babies, and I mean loads of them, and the original goal was to use them for the memory bags, and we put a picture up saying, this is what's going in the memory bags, and then people kept messaging saying, oh, I've been looking for this one, how much will you let me buy it for?
Mm-hmm.
So we then thought, oh, hold on, we might be onto something here. So we put all of the Beanie Bags up for auction, and we made enough that we could buy this big box of teddy bears for $20, and then we had $100 that we donated straight to Children's Hospital then. We have donated so many baby stuff and blankets, and, I mean, we've been up and down to Children's Hospital donating stuff. This was in 2014. The beginning of 2014 was when I decided I'd lost my brains. They've completely bypassed me, and I must have thrown them away somewhere because I decided on New Year's Day to do the polar plunge in 7-degree temperature with a minus 10 wind chill and a frozen lake.
Yeah, it was cold.
That was an experience, but we did raise $500 that went directly to Children's Hospital, which was just phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, and I know, like, they was a lot appreciated.
Oh, God, yes.
They gave you, what, like, a certificate for something.
I got a certificate for doing it. It wasn't without great pain, though. My legs were literally tore up from the soles of my feet all the way up. I fell through ice. I still have issues with my toes. They get too cold, the pain comes back in them. But it was well worth it. It was something that I had to do. It's not a case of I just wanted to. I had to do this. And it started off last year on a pretty good note. It showed a lot of people who had been very critical of what I do that I was serious about what I do. And
right.
You know, it was a good start. I mean, we had our ups and downs last year, but all in all, we had a lot of support that we haven't had before that had came out. And when things were not so good, were standing up saying, well, hold on 1 minute. You know, we're behind them. We're supporting them. So, yeah, it's been good. This year so far has been pretty damn amazing.
Which is good. So, are there any other plans you're going to try to do for this year?
We have the Easter egg hunt type thing that we're planning, which is where we are donating little plastic Easter eggs filled with candy. Some people are, this has taken off in a few people, actually, who are taking them to Children's Hospital or to daycares, anywhere, hiding them in places and putting in there, this was donated in memory of, and then there's a couple of pieces of candy, and it's just a way of involving our heavenly children in Easter and Easter egg hunts. So that's going on for Easter weekend, which is in 2 weeks, so I really have to hustle and push on this one.
Wait, Easter is in?
Easter is the first week of April.
Oh, okay.
So it's in a couple of weeks. Then April's kind of going to be a hit and miss month for things to do in Maddie's memory because of our wedding. Now, there's a lot of things that we're going to try and get done before the week leading up to the wedding, so then I've got that whole week of the wedding to focus on that. But the main thing is to get these hats and get as many of them to different areas and different places as humanly possible.
Right.
We still have to get memory bags out to other places. They have to go. It has to be done. Then we're going to have the Mother's Day event in May where we're going to send gifts to 10 special moms.
Oh.
We want to do that. We're going to do the same for Father's Day in June. And myself and Jenna, who is actually one of the admin of Maddie's Memory, have decided that come July, as we now have a house, come July, we are going to hold the very first Maddie's Memory barbecue.
Oh.
It's going to celebrate Maddie. It's going to celebrate all the kids. But we are going to just basically open up and say, invite people in the area, like in Wisconsin, who maybe in Illinois who can get here as well, that this is what we're going to do. We're going to have just come in. You're going to meet other parents who've lost children. Just join us. So it probably will only be a very small gathering to begin with, but we're going to make it a yearly thing that it's just something everybody can get together and where everybody understands you. So that's what's coming up for the first half of this year.
I got you. And you just mentioned about the admins recently. So besides you, who are the admins?
You are one of the admins.
I am.
Yeah, you just don't do anything. Not that I give you any chance to. We might as well point that out. Jenna is one of the admins as well. As I say, she lives here in Wisconsin. She lives about an hour away from us. And partner in crime, cohort, whatever you want to call us. Then there is Billy, who is in Michigan. Billy is mainly our, what we call our guardian when it comes to Maddie's memory. She filters out the crap that sometimes occurs and that type of thing. But that's, Robert is also one of the admin as well. But he's more an admin in spirit because it's his brother's page than anything else. So those are our admins.
Oh, okay. So, have you worked with anybody when it comes to Maddie's memory?
Well, you know, last week we had a woman come who was pregnant. She had lost a child before, and she was basically so scared to buy anything for her new child that was coming that literally the day she went to the hospital to have her child, she still had no baby clothes, no diapers, no bottles, nothing. And we were actually blessed that somebody had donated a bunch of these items in the hope that we'd be able to find someone who needed them. And as luck would have it, she met, found me through Maddie's memory. She spoke with me. And then it was funny because she then found my doula page as well and said, do you know, are you associated with Maddie's memory? Because I'm trying to get hold of the woman who runs it. And I said, yeah, you just spoke to me. And she's like, it was kind of a joke backwards and forwards.
Right.
So it sent, she came to the home, gave her a big bag of stuff, and she was, like, just beyond happy with it. I have had three people who, pregnancy-wise, have contacted me in regards to doula services. They don't live in Wisconsin, but I've been helping them via email, working out birth plans, and one of them is her for her husband more than anything because, you know, he wants to pack the house take to the hospital, so they've got everything.
Gotcha.
You know, he's on the phone every time, are you okay, what you doing, is everything fine, what are you up to, the baby's moving, right? So we've been trying to work out a schedule for him. These are the appropriate times to call. This is what you're going to need for the hospital, and just help him that way. We're hoping that it takes off a little bit more, and I'm sure it will, but it's a process of trying to merge everything and get our name out there.
Right.
We'll get there.
Right. How many likes that you have for that page so far?
1,965.
What are you reaching for, like a goal or something?
No. We're just there for whoever needs us.
Okay.
It's not about, it's not a fan page. Let's just put it that way. A lot of people who have these pages, they'll put posts up saying, hi fans. They're not fans. If you have a memorial page, you are not a fan. That's a member of your extended family. We are a family. I don't have all the answers to the questions that are sometimes put towards me. So I, like anybody else, you go to your friends, you go to your family. Those who like the Maddie's Memory page are part of our family. So we reach out, and you'll see me when I post something, it says, hi, family and friends. Because that's what everybody is. We're not, it's not a fan page. It irritates me when people refer to them as fan pages. If you're buying something, like if there's somebody who has a store that sells something, then you're a fan. If you're a music artist, then they're a fan. But when you're doing a memorial page, you're a family member. I get irritated when
I get what you're saying. Although, if we go a little bit over time, because I know we can get like 15 extra minutes on Blog Talk Radio. So for the people that won't be able to hear this live, you can look for the episode on iTunes, or as soon as the show's over, I will be able to post it on my profile page or also on WFSO Presents Clapback. And for the people that's watching on Google, we can go as long as we can.
Sounds
just put
good.
It that
Keep
way.
Going.
So, let's see. I know WFSO will work with something to help Maddie's memory. We're hoping to work with something sometime this year. So hopefully plans go through, then it will all work out. So right now we're just aiming to October, but...
Yeah, because October, as well as being Pregnancy Awareness Month, is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month, is also Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month.
Uh-huh. So just,
this dog has farted. I have been like, oh, good Lord. I've been trying not to say anything, but she's just done it again. And
right. She just had to do it.
She tried to look all innocent and cute and stuff, and yeah, he ain't, oh, Lord Almighty. Woo!
I think, are you guys working on some T-shirts or something?
We are. We're hoping to be able to, we're working with a company called Atkinson Printing that's here on the north side of Milwaukee.
Yeah, which where I work as well.
Yes. And we're trying to work out if we can get some either Maddie's Memory or Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness shirts made up. We're hoping to have a prototype tomorrow. So as soon as that's available, that will be on... Oh, she's a little rat, isn't she? That will be like posted on the pages so that people can see. But yeah, that's what we're hoping, you know, to. And they'll be available to be sold, so that might be able to help raise some money, too.
Yeah, just hopefully they will, like, go to it. I think you guys have, like, a website or something?
We do. It's www.maddiesmemory.weebly.com. You can go there. Or, as I say, you can find us on Facebook. Just go to either my page, search for Maddie's Memory, go to your AJ's page. It's there.
Okay, I was going to say, you don't have a doula page.
I do.
Oh, you do have a doula.
That's Tiny Turtle Doula Services.
Okay. Well, we might as well just talk about what you did with the room as we were talking about the doula page. So tell us more about it.
It's called a Lending and Loving Library. It contains, there's information up there in regards to for families who've experienced loss, where they can get information who have experienced loss and are pregnant again and have concerns. We have a fetal heart monitor that people can rent from us. We have a kick monitor that people can rent from us. We have information packs. We have a limited supply of baby items that we can help families with. And we just have a bunch of resources. We're trying to expand it a little bit more, and hopefully we will get there. But we're also having opposite where the room is, where the little library is going to be, a little play area, where if you've got kids that's coming with you, there's toys to play with, so you don't have, Mom, I'm bored. You know, there's a little play area. So that's what we're working on. We're hoping that that will be all completed by May 1st, so we can actually have kind of like a grand opening. Which would be a really nice thing. It's something that we've worked for, and it was an idea that I actually got from a very good friend and somebody I love very much. Her name's Cara. She lives in Virginia, and she has opened one where she is.
Oh.
Her resource base is a lot bigger than mine, but, you know, she's been so supportive and said, you know, help this way, help that way, and, yeah, we're working. It's good. We're hoping to actually end up with a network where... You can say, if somebody comes to me and says, look, I need somewhere to go and I live in Virginia, I can say, well, go to this person. And a friend of mine called Jennifer, she's opening one up in Michigan, so I'll be able to say, go to her. So that's what we're aiming for and hoping it all gets together.
Right. Like, how big, in your opinion, is the baby loss community? Like, how big
it's
do you
huge.
Think it is?
There is, statistics show that 1 in 4 women experience the loss of a child. So if you just look, think about your own family and how many women are there.
Mm-hmm.
And out of all those women, 1 in 4 of those women has experienced some kind of child loss. So it's a huge amount, and it's still one of those subjects that's not talked about. You still get people who say a woman has a miscarriage. Well, there was something wrong with it. It was God's will. At least you can get pregnant.
Uh-huh.
Those comments really don't help. And if you're a violent person and someone says that to you, you're going to smack them in the mouth, because it doesn't matter if you were pregnant for 5 minutes or full term. That was your child. That was your baby. That was your flesh and blood.
Right.
Simple as that. And a lot of people just don't speak about it. You know, it's like, okay, it's over with. It's kind of the out of sight, out of mind. And somebody actually once said to me, you know, why do you keep talking about Matthew? He's not here. And my response was, well, tell you what, get rid of one of your kids and don't talk about them.
Yeah, I don't think that would be a good feeling. And then
I
can imagine that, yeah.
You know, as a dad yourself, Matthew was your son too.
Mm-hmm.
By us talking about him and by doing what we do, his memory does live on. He's
right.
still a huge part of our family. He's not forgotten. He wasn't a mistake. I don't care if there wasn't anything wrong with him, but I wouldn't have cared if there was something wrong with him. That was my son.
Right.
Correction, that was our son. You know, and every single day is painful as hell that he's not here. Every single day I wish he was here. I would trade all of this to have him here. And I have to do this because he deserved to be remembered.
Just like all babies that's been lost
deserve
to be remembered. So just...
every single one.
Right, so they can't be forgotten. So, and that's one of the things y'all do as well, just like rubber babies that died during stillbirth.
You've seen like the balloon releases and the lantern releases where I'm sat on the floor with a pen writing lists, and I'm not just on about like 10, 20 names. I'm writing 100 names, 200 names on lanterns, on balloons, on T-shirts. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And, you know, they don't deserve to be forgotten, none of them.
Exactly. So, for people that are listening to this, if there's anything that you do need to ask her about, like, if you need, like, more information, yeah, you can go to Hazel.
Absolutely. And I don't care. This is right because I know that there's some people who tune into your show just to hate on us. Okay?
Well, of course.
And my whole thing is that I don't care if someone comes to me who's experienced loss, if somebody who has belittled me every day of my life. If you've experienced the loss of a child, I will be there for you. I may not like you as a person and all that lot, but there's no way I'm going to let you be alone. I will find someone to walk with you. Simple as that.
Have you dealt with anybody that claimed they lost a baby in the baby community and just ended up being a fraud?
Very, very many, sadly.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of women who... will go onto websites like Google and Yahoo and search for images of dead babies. And then we'll post it up saying, this is my precious angel. And after a while, you get to know the fake pages. You can tell because, you know, they won't have family members on their Facebook page. Whereas, you know, you can go on your Facebook page right now, talk about Matthew, and nobody will be like, who's that? Everybody knows that you have a son.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a whole bunch of things like that. It just, you can just see it. A lot of times these people, women do it for attention. They do it because there's a lot of things within the community that people will send you for free to help you out and help you mourn and everything. And they do it for that. They do it for attention. And I'm telling you now, this isn't a life you want to walk.
Yeah.
Because you have that brief couple of seconds when you wake up in the morning where everything is okay, and then it just hits you like a steamroller. And to lie about it and to make things up is horrendous. It really, really is horrendous.
Yeah, no kidding. How many people do you think you would have ran into that would have done things like that ever since Maddie's memory has been
created? I have dealt with personally 20 people. I was working out actually the other day because there was another one that popped up in like this circuit, so to speak. But in general, I'd say 20 that I've personally dealt with. I've heard of a lot more. And it's got to the point where a lot of us, when we hear about them and we know about them, we'll send each other the links and we just delete and block them right away. So we don't have to deal with them.
Oh, wow.
But sometimes a few slip through the cracks.
Right. It just, who would expect so many of them
like
that?
There's a lot.
Wow. Even if you ran with, like, groups that, like, tried to scam people as well?
Yeah. I mean, and you know, because there was actually one person who we dealt with on a one-to-one basis
mm-hmm.
who lied about having a miscarriage.
Right.
And she did it to get tangible goods, to get sympathy, to be the center of attention, because she had to be the center of attention with everything. And this was her way. And I remember it was when she started following you and me on Facebook about 2-3 months after we lost Matthew. All of a sudden she started posting things, and even her family members were like, "You were never pregnant. You were never pregnant. What are you lying about?" And the same person, when we were at her home one day, she was crying over a little pink blanket. And one of her sons said, "Why are you crying?" And he went, "This belongs to your sister. That's why I'm crying. This was your sister's." And he went, "Mom, you weren't even pregnant." And it was like, "You just got busted out by your freaking kids."
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
That's just sad. But, well, though we got a little bit of time left, so I know what some of y'all do want to listen for, so let's get to some of the wrestling. So, because I think you probably need to get out of the baby loss community
okay.
thing for a bit. So let's get into
go
some
on.
Wrestling. So, with wrestling, so what, I know you kind of like lost some of the feelings of going to certain shows because of drama and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. So, but before that, what was that drive that get you like interested in wrestling?
I was little. I was about 6 or 7 years old, and I met my older brother for the first time, because I have brothers with my father, not with my mom, but with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I met my older brother for the first time, and he's 10 years older than me. And he was a big wrestling fan and had started training, and he took me a couple of times to his training.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, "Oh, these people are awesome." And then slowly but surely, American star, UK star wrestling is quite a bit different to American wrestling, so to speak. And American wrestling started showing on TV Sunday nights. 7 p.m. And I used to, my mom had a little TV in her bedroom, little black and white TV, and I'd sneak in there and watch it. It was on after Doctor Who. So I was like, "This is awesome." And then it basically became more of a bigger thing, and my stepdad used to watch it. He was a huge Bushwhackers fan. Huge. Oh, my God.
We are going to the Hall of Fame this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, he loved them. And we used to end up watching it together. It was brilliant. Plus, like, with my brother and everything. And I just loved it. I still love it. But the past year also put a very bad taste in my mouth towards it.
Right.
And I seriously have to find my love for it again. And it's slowly coming back, because you've noticed the past few weeks I've been watching it with you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's slowly but surely coming back. But as I say, I lost interest because of a lot of drama, because a lot of people locally in the wrestling business saying nasty things about my son. And I don't give a rat's ass who you are and how much of a friend you are to me. The minute you start on my kids, we're going to have issues. And so, as you know, I walked away.
Okay. I think we probably got time for, like, one more question. So, what do you think about the future in, it could be independent wrestling or just wrestling in general. So, what do you think about the future of wrestling?
WWE and televised wrestling has got to start listening to the fans more as to what they want. I'm not on about the smarks who are booing Cena in 1 minute and then cheering for him the next. I'm on about in regards to developmental in the women's division, bringing in more strong tag teams and pushing people who are coming up. Stop pushing the old farts, to be perfectly honest. You know, we've had enough of Triple H. Get him out the door. You know, let's push some of the younger talent. There's so many skilled younger talent out there, and if you want them to be a main contender in your brand, you've got to push them. Locally, the fighting's got to stop. Simple as that. There's enough room in this state for everybody to have their show. There is no Vince McMahon in Wisconsin wrestling.